Hey everybody, it's Jamel from the 720 Podcast.
This is Pablo.
This is HBK.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free.
There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will then distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So make sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
And like the doctor's like washing his hands and everything like that, and he's just like that's so weird to me. It smells just like that.
Did they wash their hands or did they put hands?
Yeah, they have to. They had to wash their hands every single time they do something.
You make me feel like I'm about to get my prostate checked. But I mean, what do you mean? Like you smell their hands or something?
No, like you can smell the soap. Like I mean, kind of when they touch
you. That's what you mean.
Like you ever had a doctor like touch your balls and stuff like that, and touch your genitals?
Don't they wear gloves?
Nah, I mean, are they supposed to?
They're supposed to wash their hands and then put gloves over it.
Oh shit, that nigga just. What? Y'all was getting molested then?
Damn. What the?
Shit.
Does that not happen?
No, he would wash his hands and then he would, like, not put no gloves on. He would just touch my genitals.
Season finale, everybody. Episode 20. Welcome to 720 Podcast. You know, we made it, you know, 20 episodes strong. You know, thank y'all for coming along with this journey, all these views and stuff like that. You know. But, you know, since this is last episode, we got to get a special guest. So, got a special guest today. You know,
I'm Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Kelly. You want to shout out anything? Shout out anybody?
I'll do this again. Okay, my TikTok is 420 VapeLordNord69.
There you go. All right. Y'all go fuck with her TikTok.
Some funny content.
Funny content, I'm guessing.
Some content. See when y'all get over there.
Oh. Yeah, you got some content on TikTok for you right there. But, hey, look, man. Season finale.
Like hitting the whip.
On God. Episode 20. You know, Jamel, go ahead and let's get it started, man.
All right. Well, I don't really know how to really get into this right here because, I mean, it's kind of on a, like, a sad note and everything like that. But like I said again, RIP George Floyd. How do y'all feel about the whole thing and everything like that, though?
Excuse the can opening. But. All right. But honestly. The first time I had seen the video, I only seen without sound at first. And I'm like, it's just another, you know, police brutality. He kneeling on dude's neck. I feel like he got up after that, it's whatever. But after examining the video and I actually listened to it and saying, like, I'm hearing him saying he couldn't breathe and this, that, and that. He just sitting there, hands behind his back, already, like, you know. Like, he in custody, he on the ground, he can't do nothing else type shit, right? He got his knee on his neck, and I'm like, damn. Like, they just standing there. Like, they not gonna, like, get up type shit. And I was like, that's like, I don't know, when I seen it, it kind of made me sick. Because, like, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He knew, like, you can't just really, like, he not, you see that your knee, you know you got pressure on somebody's neck. You need your neck to breathe type shit.
Yeah.
Well, duh, that's common sense. But shit, yeah, you need to breathe. He's sitting there telling you he can't breathe, and he slowly, you hear him, his voice just fading, and you still in his neck.
That's wild. I mean, when I first saw the video, honestly, I thought it was like an old video, because I was like, I guess when you look at stuff like that, you're so numb to seeing, like, you're numb to seeing a school shooting or something like that. You're numb to seeing police brutality and everything like that. Like, you're really not used to, like you're so used to seeing it, it really doesn't, like, hit you right then. So I'm thinking it's, something old that people are bringing up, like never forget type shit.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was, like, this was a whole new thing. And it was, like, just to see that he died in the video and see, like, his lifeless body and everything like that, like, it kind of fucked me up a little bit.
Is it, like, weird to say, like, when I saw it, it was, like, not normal, but, like, just another thing, because didn't something happen like a couple weeks before that, the dude that was running,
he got
shot by those dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad that, like, what you said was like a normal thing.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
And, like, that's, like, it's sad because in some ways it's true, because it's countless videos, countless reports, countless this, countless that, of, like, police brutality or police just doing, like, African Americans, black people wrong, like, in general. So it's not blind to the world. Everybody know what's going on. Everybody see what's going on. Type shit. So like,
I don't know. It's just so crazy to think about. Cause like, well, Khalil, somebody's been on the podcast before, was telling me that it was more like a sacrifice. And as much as I try to like make it seem like no, it wasn't a sacrifice, that he was like targeted or something like that, it kind of did seem like it was like a sacrifice of some sort. Cause like, for you to be on somebody's neck and they say they can't breathe, and then you, all of a sudden you're still just on his neck, like he's pleading for you, like pleading for you, like I can't breathe, and he's calling out for his mama, man. Like, that's wild. It does seem like he was kind of, I don't know.
But like, that's like a theory.
It's a theory. I mean,
who's giving the sacrifice?
Him.
But he was dead for 2 minutes, and there was still three cops on him. It wasn't just one cop.
Yeah.
It was like somebody. It was one of the other told me.
You could say it's a sacrifice because like eventually.
Nothing's really came from like all the other people that died. Yeah, they died and stuff. Like Trayvon Martin, that was something that was getting close to everything. Like, all right, well, like this isn't right, but it wasn't police. It was a random person acting in vigilance, apparently, trying to like. And committed that murder of Trayvon.
Yeah.
But now it's like, since it's an officer and it's been recorded, like it's been recorded previously, like seeing all that type of stuff, but like now they're actually making these cops like pay for their crimes and everything.
Yeah, it's
like
past the point. You know?
Yeah. It's crazy though.
They gave that boy a third degree murder.
No, he got second now.
Yeah, I was about to say they bumped it up to second.
And then they charged the other four cops too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a good thing. So that's why I said it's a little bit change coming, but I was thinking that like, what if none of this even happened right there? What if there was no protest or anything like that? You think they still would have got charged?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah. And that's what's sad to think about it. People, basically cops can commit murders like this and then they can just get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really messed
up. Like I said, man, it's been going on for a minute now. It's not blind to the public. Everybody can see this shit happening. Yeah. It's just like, we know they not going to do nothing about it.
No, not. President not gonna do nothing.
President
about it.
President, you should definitely not the one we got right now. You know the president not gonna do nothing about it.
Mm-mm.
So who else gonna do something about it besides us?
Honestly,
it was crazy because I mean, you know, Twitter put like a fact checking thing on his account now.
He should.
So well, I mean, they already did. Yeah. So when he posted something that wasn't like real, and they like put a thing under his tweet that says like, learn more about this, and then like information thing and that. And he got mad about it, saying that it's like freedom of speech, like he's allowed to do whatever like that. But then again, like he can't. Isn't this the whole like whole thing?
Whole point, like, you're supposed to be
like the whole protest, isn't it? Like your right to freedom of speech. And he didn't. He does like all the curfews and
you know, crazy people two faced it, especially if you got like a high rank in society, especially the fucking president, nigga. Like, especially Donald Trump being president, he'll probably, like, he the type of nigga, like, just how you said, he'll say something like, oh, yeah, like, no, y'all can't do this, can't do that. But when it's, like, him, when it's happening to him type shit, he want to, like, you know, he want to have them same rules applied to him type shit. He like, oh, damn, like, what am I freaking with speech at type shit?
That's just so messed up. That's why I said, I feel like he's using, like, African-Americans for a political game. Like, all right, well, I'll give y'all this, HBCU this, HBCU that. Black people this, I did this much for black people. Why wouldn't y'all vote for me and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's kind of using us as a piggy bank to be like, all right, y'all go ahead and vote for me.
Trying to get
like
the majority of the
but vote. People know, but even like he has a track record of just being like blatantly racist, like
that's
that,
what
all
I'm
people,
saying.
Not just black people, every like all people.
It's like you can't expect, like you can definitely tell whenever he try to like quote unquote do stuff for the black community. Like, he do that shit with a fake smile. Like, that shit's
kind of weird.
He forced to do that shit. My bad, but go ahead.
No, I saw a YouTube video. You know the ones... Have you got those? The ones that's like, it's President Trump's birthday coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like two black ladies on there.
Yeah.
So,
oh, bro, I seen
and
that
it was
shit.
Like, what the fuck?
It was another crazy one that said, like, I seen too. It's like, bro, I can't believe this shit came out this nigga's mouth. But it was a black person. He was like... Like, you know what? Like, you're like, honestly, in my opinion, Trump, you're the real first black president. And I was like, nigga, what?
What?
I was like, what?
No, they I swear they paying people.
They got to do that.
They
got to
be paying
like, anybody that's taking that money just to do that shit, bro, it's pathetic, bro.
Nigga, it was like, I seen the same ad you seen with two aunties. Nigga, it was two black girls, two black women. They was like, he was mopping Trump. Boy, that shit was ridiculous. I was like, oh, Trump, this Trump day. Like, I had to watch the whole video. I was like, are they really like, I thought they was gonna start dissing, bro. I'm like, nah, they really support you, bro.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. And I was like,
wow.
You know what I mean? I don't know, bro. That shit is not right there. But I mean, as much as we say it's not right, I mean, it's not like we can really do too much anything besides vote. That's what I said. People, the reason why he's in office because a lot of people didn't take the voting seriously.
Especially
like that.
Where we live in, right? That's true. Like, we live in fucking, what's it? He won over here.
Yeah, he won over here.
He won over here. That's exactly,
because nobody really took it serious. People were voting, all right, well, let's vote these nuts because we don't like Hillary Clinton. Like, nigga, what?
Bro, people, I'm telling you, the fucking society is going to be the end of the world.
Honestly,
people are, they think shit a joke. They want, they like, when times are serious, they think shit a joke. And when times, like, shit,
I mean, people
like,
just,
like, when it's an actual joke, when niggas want to get hurt.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's why I said society is, I mean, we got soft, man. Niggas, and I was really like, and soft. People are starting to realize, even from like the coronavirus and everything, bro, we getting soft, man.
Yeah, look, bro, niggas ain't built like that for real, bro.
Really not.
But I mean, I don't know how people still support him after, like, all the things about him raping the children came out, like, stuff like that. Like, how brainwashed can you be that's to still like, support somebody like
they
that?
Was talking about
wait, something. He was raping kids?
Yeah.
I literally talked about this kind of, like, last podcast.
Yeah, we did.
Like, I'm saying, you tell that's Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, it was, he went too. To the island.
Yeah, oh! Yeah. It was him and him.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Like, the pictures with his daughter and everything like that. Like, that shit was, like, crazy. Like, you're not supposed to be kissing on your daughter.
No,
bro, didn't his nudes get leaked?
Oh, like, he was getting spray painted, and like his dick was out. That shit was funny. I don't know.
Oh, what if, was that picture real?
I don't know if it was real.
I don't know.
I don't know if it was
real. Oh, chill. Damn, that picture is weird.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, damn.
Stormy Daniels did say he had a meat.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's been accused of so many things, and you're gonna believe that none of the things are like, or just right,
so you gotta, you gotta think about his whole campaign when he was running in 2016. It was just him basically bad mouthing, talking shit to everybody.
He's,
like, wouldn't let people get a word
all
out.
He did.
And everybody was like, "Well, I like this guy. Like, he's speaking
he's
like me.
Different.
Like,
he's different.
And like, niggas like, sometimes people don't need different. We need like leaders, man. Like, because people can't really show this type of stuff like right then and right there.
He had no political experience.
No political experience with it at all. That's
I mean,
why
that's
that
what should, that's what people get for putting a reality star in office. You know.
I mean, that didn't make sense at all. Anyway, yeah. That's what I said.
I'm thinking, I'm like, Donald Trump, president. It took me a minute to, like, you know, really, like, digest process what the fuck was going on. I was like, oh, all right, so this is what America doing. Right,
I watched the inauguration in,
I did watch that shit in class. He was like, damn. We was watching, we was like, damn, what if somebody gonna assassinate that nigga?
That'd be crazy, but I mean, I could really see that shit happening, like, at a rally or something like that. I mean,
just getting so tired of it.
They're just tired of it because, I mean, people are tired of it now. Like, I mean, you got people in the that work with you saying, like, bro, this is the bad guy. Like this is the bad guy right here. Like, y'all don't anything about it.
I don't
it's
understand.
Over.
Like, how you got that many people working for you, that don't like you and you still in office?
Exactly, man.
And the thing is, like, if you try to give him something, like, steer him in a good direction, and he just fires you.
Exactly. And it's like,
but, like, you try to say something he doesn't like, and then that's what happens.
Yeah,
it's just real childish.
He a baby, bro.
He is a baby.
That's what I'm
man.
Saying.
He a baby.
I mean, he's out here throwing hissy fits on Twitter while like all the
I know,
things
dude,
are going.
I said that I was like, "What fucking president? President tweets just
on the rate like on Twitter." I can guarantee you, if somebody went to Twitter right now and went to Donald Trump shit, he's definitely tweeted at least
12 minutes ago.
At least an hour ago or so.
And they get on.
Like, you on some, like, he is really on some little kids.
I gotta see his screen time.
All right, so I was watching a Jimmy Kimmel, like, show. When was it? Like, 2 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and he was talking about, like, Trump on Twitter. And, like, he's so weird. Like, he thanked himself on Twitter saying,
narcissist,
like,
man.
Like, something like, you know, crimes down thanks to
last
Trump.
Tweeted four
like,
hours ago.
So weird.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't want my next president to be tweeting like that. Not unless he's like, you know.
And his mental health.
Bro. Yeah, his mental health is terrible, man. Like, he can't. I mean, we're gonna get him mental health from later episodes, but like, nah, his shit is not where it needs to be.
All right, but would you have a younger president?
I'd love
to
have a younger president.
I mean, I feel like younger
he's old,
people.
I think he's old as shit.
I mean,
is
Bernie
he the
Sanders,
oldest?
No, he's not the oldest. No, definitely not.
But he is pretty old. How old is he?
He's pretty old.
I thought he's like 70 something.
Yeah,
nah, because Bernie would have been 80 something in office.
Oh, yeah, no, Bernie was definitely the oldest.
Bernie was old as shit, man. Like, that's what it was like. The stress is gonna kill him. But I was like, I don't know. Stress do be killing people.
I mean, if he did make it 2016, he would have been like. But think about it. That was 8 years of his life. You don't think you're going to look different?
I mean, yeah, of course, Obama. I mean, you got to think about stress and everything. Like, this man came in with hair looking like mine, and then all of a sudden he came out that bitch.
How come that white?
Hey, man.
But he was pretty old, though. How old was he?
Donald Trump is 73 years old. Joe Biden is 77. Bernie Sanders is 78.
Barack Obama, how old?
But like, would you feel weird having a president that was like 50?
I wouldn't feel that bad about it.
That's not even that.
You got to think of like that's one of the things I did want to touch on. Should we try to get rid of some of these older people that are in office and everything like that?
I feel like we shouldn't really allow older people to vote. I don't know. A lot of people don't. I know, but like, it's because
or to run.
I think both.
Yeah. Because they have like older views. They have like different mindsets.
Stand for a future.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, bitch McConnell over there. Oh, shit.
I ain't gonna cry. That's one nigga I hate, bro. I hate with all my... Like, just seeing this man's face just pisses me off, man.
Do you know who that is? Mitch McConnell?
Old bitch, man.
He doesn't have teeth or anything, man. He be making, like OD decisions.
He runs the whole Senate, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's with stuff like that. But, I mean, like I said, all that stuff comes with the people.
Oh, shit. Like, what just happened to Trump? The fucking, the thing, the whole investigation that went on with William Barr and, remember we were watching on SNL with, Robert De Niro? He played that dude.
The whole investigation stuff like that. Yeah.
When was that?
That was a while ago, no cap. If you're really thinking about it, it's pretty long ago.
Not last year?
It was definitely last year, but...
Y'all don't remember? You don't remember that?
Remember what?
Attorney Barr and everything
the
like
that.
The
whole investigation and Trump with the 2016 election?
Like, he was faking
whole,
votes
like,
and stuff?
Russia thing.
Yeah. Remember they were investigating it?
I mean, they still kind of are, but like they basically dismissed it like he wasn't really...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Stuff.
But I ain't gonna.
And everything was like redacted.
Yeah,
it was like so many pages, redacted. And he only used like three.
Used a few, and that's why I said the whole thing right here is just corrupt, man. People using Trump being in office for their political game or their basically making money and everything like they're making money, mad money off of this type of stuff.
You know what makes me feel weird too? The people that be like on his meat though, man.
Yeah, that's like
they be really on this man.
Like,
remember the dude who. I think it was like during that time, some dude got caught like real bad, and like they had proof against him, and he's still like denying everything.
Still just deny.
I forgot what was his name. I'm probably not gonna find it out.
This bitch of this nigga doing what he doing.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
But yeah,
it's not me, bro. What are you talking about? Alright, I'm capping. I ain't finna get me down bad. Not today.
Man.
Yeah.
That's how it be though. But like. I don't know, man. We definitely need to make a change when it comes to that type of stuff. That's why I said people really do need to take voting serious and everything like that.
Yeah.
Especially if you can. Like, you can go out and vote, but please go out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Hey, I wouldn't have voted.
These nuts. What the fuck?
Did you really vote? Or no, you voted for the primaries, right?
I voted for the primaries. I gotta go right back and re-vote.
Oh, chill.
Damn. Wait, when is the election?
For Democratic? I mean, Joe Biden's gonna win the...
No, but like the real election.
Oh, November.
Tough.
Yeah. That's what I said. I mean, we only got a few more months, though, man. A few more months of Trump, bro. And I feel like people...
I mean,
I'm just hoping people make the right decision this time.
Like,
bro.
What if Trump wins by a landslide?
Nigga, that'd be crazy. I'd be like, no, that's not real. Because, like, people do this. There's a lot of people that really want for Trump.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, so... Like, I definitely gotta do the math. All right, so basically... Look at how many people are protesting. Guarantee 100% of those people are not Trump supporters.
Not Trump supporters.
100%?
There's protesting?
No, I mean, you got to be realistic.
You can't really say
100%. I ain't going to say 100%.
At least 70. At least
I feel like 70%.
I've seen people with like Trump shirts go to protest, stuff like that.
Actually, I did see
But I know people that support.
People were spitting in his face, bro. I thought... I saved a video. Some dude was wearing a Trump shirt and like they were beating that dude up, bro.
You can't do that. You can't flip flop. That's what I'm saying. That's why.
Not today's climate. You can't be doing that.
That's why I said. That's why
you can't support somebody like that and then go turn around and then go to a protest support something.
But I think he was there like just cause to show it off. Like
that's not good.
That's what I'm saying. So people,
but if he was serious, like with a sign, like all this and all that.
If you're gonna go to protest, don't
wear political.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look like a narc.
Yeah.
Really, really, I'm going to wear some shades.
Hey, yo, so during this protest things, can you have like a legal gun on you?
I mean, it's not recommended, but
because you know you see the people that protecting their stores. Yeah, and stuff. But
I feel like
there's
you should be able to do that type of stuff though. But because I ain't gonna lie to you, like I said, it wasn't just like black people that was out here doing. It was a lot of white people that's doing a lot of this.
Yeah, that's
like, they were trying to blame it on all the Black Lives Matter people.
People getting sent there just to do all
to do all this shit. That's fucking wild. That people
like it's literally proven that there's like Facebook groups, all this stuff of like white supremacists. Like sending people just to go loot stores and destroy stuff.
That's crazy.
Just to start problems.
And then especially with the whole brick thing, like it was like they had places out here setting bricks up just so they could throw them at windows and everything
cops,
like that.
Really? The guys breaking windows, they sell they breaking shit down.
Did y'all see that post like when the first night was happening that said like everybody leave right now, like it was like the white supremacists are on their way.
That's everywhere.
And like you saw the picture of them like in the back of a Jeep.
Yeah,
wait, was that?
That was in Asheboro. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Asheboro.
Yeah, it was in Asheboro.
I believe it.
They said they was coming here. They said they was coming here.
Chill.
My ass was in the house.
Hell no.
I mean, there were some here in Greensboro. Yeah.
Wait, were they? They weren't protesting in Asheboro, were they?
Nah, that's where they were.
There are protests everywhere.
Yeah, it was
Asheboro's a small town.
Did you see it?
Their downtown's like three blocks.
There's still protests.
I mean,
did you see the fucking the map where like all the protests going on?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's like
even, it's in every state.
It was in every state.
That.
Everywhere over the world is like kind of protesting right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Tokyo. Was it Tokyo? It was Japan.
Everywhere. Even other countries are protesting.
It's crazy. So, yeah.
What's the one that's been protesting, though? Not about
Hong Kong.
Yeah, Hong Kong.
They've been protesting.
Apparently, I saw like a meme that was like, everyone just stopped giving a fuck about them.
Yeah.
What's going on in Hong Kong?
I don't really know exactly what's going on.
It's because
China's trying
to
take over.
Oh, I heard about that shit. It's crazy.
But they signed basically a contract saying that they will go, like, be a part of China in, I think it's like one of these years. And they're gonna,
we want them now, like type shit?
No, I don't know. It's like, they're fine for rights. You know how strict China is?
Mm-hmm. China is very, very strict.
Yeah, they don't want that. Because they're like free, basically, right now. I don't know. It's something like that.
They should allow it. I mean, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, tell that to China, bro.
Hey.
I'm in United States, bro. I ain't want no other country problem. I'm good on that.
What were you saying? The white supremacists.
Yeah, white supremacists.
Oh, dude, those are some big guys in that.
Yeah, no, they were some big niggas. Like,
that's
why
they had like the LMGs too.
Yeah, they had some big guns for some big boys, boy.
Yeah,
that joint was crazy.
Yeah, that's one of the scariest things right there. Like, you try to make it seem like they like, no, it's not really like that, but like, it really isn't. It's so crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
But in y'all personal opinion, can we really stop racism?
I mean, I feel like we're never going to fully abolish it because there's always going to be people that have a certain mindset that think it's okay to think like that. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, not in our lifetime. It's not going to
be. Is that more of a morals thing, though? Like, could you count that as a moral?
Can you count it as a...
No.
It's not a moral right to just hate someone.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, like, that's like... It's just... like I said, it's not gonna be in our lifetime type shit.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like it's never gonna be that.
No, racism. You're like, you're not born racist. You're not born with hate. That shit is taught to you.
But is it a belief? Could you say it? It's not
racism. I mean, in a way, it can be. But it's like I said, it shouldn't be something that's believed. Like,
that's what I'm saying. It's gonna take somebody to break that chain. Like, this shit is not right.
I mean, there's a lot of things that's not right. Because
I mean, like I said,
Like I'm saying, it's taught. Like, say if you were born into like a KKK like family type shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's like basically a game, and you basically in that shit. Like, they teach you all these things about, oh, this color, that color, bad, you know, all that. So you're basically taught that in life, and that's all you believe in. So when you get older and you're self aware of what's going on in the world, it's really your job to really continue what you've been taught. Or change
the narrative.
Okay,
exactly.
I'm not trying to defend this or anything, but I want to know, like, is that like a right you could have though? being racist. Like, if you believe that, is that not like a part of?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you believe that you're you're elite, you feel like you're the most elite person out there. When it gets to the thing, if you don't have any status, you don't hold any weight, nobody's gonna be like, "All right, that nigga's elite. Who are you?
Who are you?"
Like, oh, the white race is so elite.
So can Trump say that?
I mean, I guess Trump can say it because he's the president. He's already doing it now. Yeah.
But can that nigga across the street say it? Can that white dude across the street say that? What you own? Do I know you? Do I know your first and last name? Do I need to show you respect?
I'm Robert De Niro. He's like looking at you with that face.
That's the thing.
But yeah.
At the end of the day, this has been said millions of times. We all flesh and blood.
Honestly,
we all bleed the same.
Like a superior race, I don't believe it either.
Everybody's eyes. Even if somebody looking out there, from a whole other country, they'd be like, "Oh, these people." No matter what race we are, they'd be like, "Oh, these people are privileged because they're from America." Mm-hmm. They don't know what to really know the struggle like we do. Like in Africa or anywhere,
and of course,
Honduras, people are really going through crazy shit every fucking day.
And it makes sense because, of course, we wouldn't know how that goes through because, I'm like you said, I'm in America and you where you're at. Mm. And I'm not gonna step out of my lane and speak of how you living because I never lived that life.
Exactly. So, and that's what people need to understand it. Like, you don't live that life, you don't know it. Like, my thing is, that's why I said racism shouldn't be as bad as it is now, today, because. I mean, a lot of these people who are going through the same type of stuff, white people. I know white people that are just as poor as the next person.
Exactly. Some white people that's poorer than me.
Exactly.
And I really ain't got.
We ain't really got much, but
That's what I'm saying. One of my friends did say, a lot of people don't know the difference between white privilege and financially privileged.
Yeah.
Which I feel like, I mean, I told him that's kind of true, man. Some people just have money, some people don't.
Yeah. That's how it's always going to be. That's how the world is always going to be, no matter what.
It revolves around.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Because the money, because honestly, no matter what color your skin is, if you got money, bread. Nobody's going to give a fuck if you get honest with you. You the same color as anybody else.
Oh, God. You got, that's, because, racism, compared to, I ain't even trying to, nigga, you know what I'm saying, but, like you said, if you got bread, niggas gonna fuck with you just because.
That's what I'm saying. Just because, they'll call you a nigga all they want behind your back, but all of a sudden it's what can I do for you? What can I do?
I'm trying to get up with you, Mr. Master Man.
But yeah, I don't think racism is gonna end.
Not in our lifetime.
Okay, it needs that one person to break that chain. That couple of parents is gonna teach their kids the right thing in life.
I mean, I feel like we're gonna get to that point where it's gonna be. There's people with still those old values, mm-hmm. but now we're getting to the point where people are like, bro, this shit ain't cool, man.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not cool to be a racist. It's not cool to be oh, I'm a lead, I'm a that, that.
You see all the people in the streets protesting, you see people with, it's not just black people, it's white people. It's fucking Asian people, Mexican people, this, that person. If that many people can really say in their head, all right, this shit's not right, it's just, happening too often, and, they can come out and be shit need to change, then really that's already showing that we're not far along from complete change.
Exactly. That's why I said right now is the stepping stools right now. We thought the other stuff, all the civil rights and everything mm-hmm. right here was a stepping stool. This right here we're starting to make leaps a little bit.
That was practice. That was practice back then.
Because even back then they still didn't take it serious. Now exactly. Everybody's starting to take us a little serious now to the point where like it's not cool to be racist. Playing jokes and everything like that.
Yeah.
That shit's not cool anymore.
Civil rights, I was appreciate every single last one of y'all, honestly. Because mm-hmm. y'all got us where we at right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right, that right there, that was practice. The shit we going through right now, I ain't going to say it's worse than what's going on back then, but shit,
it was definitely worse. You got to think about it. Police was really out here killing niggas.
Yeah, just killing.
I don't like you cut your skin. Oh, Blake, you fucked up.
That's what I'm saying. So, before people start tweaking, what I mean by practice, stuff back then, we had just fresh got out of slavery, so mm-hmm. of course shit was gonna be hot.
Yeah.
So it's 2020. We way past civil rights and stuff like that. Shit been, people been going to school together and all that. People been living lives with different races and stuff like that. So people been living life together and we still experience racism and cops killing innocent black people. And stuff like that. That's why I said back then it's practice. And this shit right here, It's like,
well, I wanted to say one thing. So out of like everything that's going on right now, like, what do you think could be the, well, first, what do you think the result is going to be?
What you mean?
I mean, I think it's definitely going to be like, I think it's going to be statewide change with the police and everything like that. I feel like it's going to be take you a little longer to go to police academy, mm-hmm. probably maybe like a year or two. I mean, you're probably going to have to apprentice and everything.
They're probably going to have like, they need to have mental tests.
Mental tests and everything like that. Like all that stuff is going to change. Different, it's going to be different laws and everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's what needs to happen. What could be the best result though?
That's what's sort of changing whole, man. Honestly, if because like I said, it starts with, because who you gonna, all right, if a police is beating you up, who the hell else you gonna call? You can't call the police and tell them, oh, the police beat my ass right now. It's like, all right, well, we're on the way. We're gonna beat your ass some more.
Exactly. Like,
get a coffee.
Oh,
man. Like, that's why you see, like, I'm not gonna cap, a lot of the riots and, like, you know, not, yeah. And like looting and stuff was started by like white supremacists, white people and stuff like that. But the black people that are rioting, that's just like, yeah, you probably heard this a lot, but like, that's just people, that's just them, like, that's another language for them, like, nigga, we hurting type shit. Like, we tired of this shit happening to us.
We trying to take what's ours, basically.
Exactly. Like, and like, we tired of doing it peacefully. So it's either you gonna hear
it. And the people, so I mean, the peaceful stuff ain't really getting it done like people think it is. I mean, yes, it is. But like I said, I mean, us being peaceful, that's not going to stop them from beating us in the head and everything like that.
Who's peaceful for years now.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we doing a little bit of riding and stuff, like, people want to start pissing their pants.
I just don't like how people like to bring up MLK about how he wouldn't like what's going on right now, but he was peaceful, but he still got shot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he was one of the most
silenced them.
He's like one of the starters of that, right?
Really?
Yeah, he was like one of the main
pioneers of that.
And like, got it like sparked off.
And then like, well, I mean, because once you see somebody with a powerful voice like that get shot down, that makes it seem like they're trying to keep everybody quiet. They don't want people really knowing the truth and what's really going on.
Because like, people game when they see somebody like that, because like, when he's speaking, he makes like everybody feel empowered about who they are and stuff. Like, I want to go. I want
to go change something.
I want to change. Then they shot him down like, damn, I don't even know if I want to go change.
Right, that makes you cow away. That's why I said this stuff was long, like slave time and everything like that. They didn't teach us how to read because they wanted us to not have the knowledge that they have. They didn't want us to be as smart as they were. That's why they kept books away from us and stuff like that. So that's why I said with the knowledge we have right now, we need to make sure we're reading up and stuff like that and paying attention to what's going on right now so that we can avoid stuff like this from happening in the future.
Honestly, yeah, freaking, that school knowledge is nothing really at all. That's just bullshit.
That's just what the white man really wants to teach you and stuff like that. You don't really, like, they don't teach us about financial literacy and everything like that, how to save your money.
The shit you learn
for that type of reason.
Exactly. The shit you learn on your own, like, on your own time, and the shit you, like, you teach yourself, or, like, you, like, you know, there's some real shit that can help you in the real world, that shit gonna help you in the long run. The school shit, I ain't gonna say it's pointless and all that, because you really need school for a lot of shit in the world, right? Like, people don't want a good job, but
I mean, you're not gonna need to know like the radius of a circle,
yeah.
If you're not structure or anything like that,
You're not gonna need to know
that. They teach us shit that we're not like we not gonna really need just fuckery shit. I don't even think we should have tests to be, but like, oh, like you deserve to be in this spot right here to go to the most elite college or anything
like
that.
Exactly. Like, we have like there's classes and shit that like separate.
Like people from each other, like, yeah, exactly. IB classes, like, everything
IB
like
classes,
that.
AP classes and shit like
it's
that.
Weird is one of my teachers, and I always say this, he told me this my freshman year. He was like he was pretty old too. He was like 60 something. He said ever since he graduated high school, or was it college? It was one of them. He said he never used algebra ever in his life.
You don't, bro.
After that.
No. You don't. After that is that.
Exactly. That's what they teach us shit we're never going to use in life right now. Like, I think we should have classes where we're teaching people how to write a check. A lot of people get out of school and they don't even know how to write a check, write their name on the check.
Do you know how to write a check?
Yeah, because my teacher, that's why I said, shout out to Mr. Cole. He literally spent the whole class. This was a math class. He taught us everybody how to save money, how to make a budget and everything like that. Like, that's some good shit.
Nigga, I don't look. I've been in high school. I've been in school 12 years. You know, I'm about to graduate, you know. All that, but like, nigga, I don't know how to pay a bill properly, write a check. Fucking, it's a lot of shit. I pay taxes, nigga. I don't know how to do none of that.
Well, please tell me you know how to balance a checkbook, though.
Nope.
Nigga, do you know how to balance a checkbook?
Like, nobody knows. That's why I said, like, I ain't gonna lie to you that if your parents don't teach you that, like some parents don't even know how to do that.
Exactly.
Type
of stuff. And that's why I said
people aren't gonna get as far if we don't try to. I mean, like, pay attention to school, yes, to go ahead and get through the shit. But there's different stuff that, like, honestly, why are we taking civics and everything, civics and economics, freshman year? We're not gonna remember.
It was a sophomore class. It was a sophomore class. They changed it that year.
I think people should be taking that once they turn 18. Once you got majority 18-year-olds in that class, that's when you should be taking that class. So then you know how to vote, like what all the systems in, executive, judicial, and all that.
That
type
class
stuff.
Was easy. Man.
Class was very easy. But it should definitely be a class. Like, it should definitely be a class you need. But I feel like there should be like a civics one that you take, just learn the basic stuff your freshman year. Then senior year, you learn everything. Like, all right, this goes into this type of stuff right here. Mm-hmm. This is who you're voting for, and that's why a lot of people
like the beliefs, political.
Yeah,
beliefs,
exactly. So because then you'd be able to separate yourself, because we shouldn't be separating ourselves from a party, Republican or Democrat. We should be trying to choose the best candidate for us. That'll help like us get to where we need to get
to.
Well,
you know
society.
How voting was before, right?
What you mean?
So they voted on who was going to be the president, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the dude that lost was the vice president.
Yeah.
That's OD.
And they could be from two different parties, and they don't have the same. Well, they changed it because they don't have the same, like.
Same ideologies. Yeah. And like, I ain't going to lie to you. That'd be a fucking shit show, right?
That'd be crazy.
That was like, that would be crazy. Hillary
was wrong. Oh, my God.
That would be fucking wild.
I'm like, man, yep. Next cycle by the U.S.
Hey man, it's gonna crash. It's real. Oh man.
Oh God.
But going back to racism, like, have y'all ever experienced any like racism, like for yourselves and everything like that?
I already said that story about the hoodie at Family Dollar on last episode.
It be your own people, bro.
You do.
It be your own people. That's all I'm gonna say. You go listen to that one. It be your own people. But any of y'all got any?
Do you?
Like any really like racist thing?
I mean, you're always going to be, like, people are always profiling each other, but they're not actually going to say things to each, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody has different beliefs, and they always think different things, but, I mean, you're not going to know. I don't know. I'm not making sense.
No, I get it. Like, you're not going to say it out loud.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I ain't going to lie to you. When I walk into the mall and stuff like that, I'm like, damn, that's a scary looking nigga right there. Like, I wouldn't fight that nigga right there.
I mean, I feel like everybody right does that type of stuff. Yeah. They have that.
I'm not scared of nobody.
No, I'm not.
No, I mean, not like that. Like, I'd be like, oh, like, let me go fight this nigga, right? Like, I'm always ready to fight whenever.
Because you size up with them.
Right? I'll size up with them. I'll be like, all right, Giannis, no. What the hell you want?
He just, like, lifts up his leg. He just kicked you. What the fuck? That'd be kind of weird.
Niggas built like an ox.
But honestly, I don't have any experiences like that. I've never been called like a racial slur. Mm. It's kind of weird, which I feel like. I mean, you would think I would have, right?
I mean,
I feel like you'd be on like on low key shit for real.
Yeah, because I'd be like, I mean, nobody really. Cause I mean, you don't really get it like that. Because I mean, I've always presented myself as a well mannered person. I don't come at you all rude and everything like that.
Me on the other hand,
yeah, I would say they just a nigga. So
I mean, hey, I'd be getting looks. Like, I walk down the fucking down the street.
But you live off that shit though, right?
Well, I like walking down the street. I see a white girl jogging.
You like that shit? You see fear in her face,
just start chasing after her.
Oh God, I'm telling you, big ass sidewalk. She just step all the way in the grass and just let me. I'm like, damn, I'm taking a whole sidewalk. Basically, I'm like, I'm not gonna fucking
like you're the superior race.
Nah.
Yeah, just like, hey, like, I mean, my thing is that white people shouldn't really be scared of us like that.
That's what
I mean,
I'm saying. Not all of
not all of us are bad people.
I mean, no, I feel like I do that too, but it's strangers though. Like, what?
What?
I'm walking on the sidewalk first. I feel like only, right, I mean, I only see crackheads walking on the sidewalk.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What?
Like, you talking about? Well, I'm talking about like Summit area.
Oh, all right.
That place is crazy.
You can tell. You can tell if somebody on some fuck shit.
Yeah, they looking to the side and be like, yeah, like they got a little twitch to them.
They got a bob.
Hit you in the back of your head and shit.
You see, like, you see him, he anticipated. If you see he look nervous on his face, yeah, I'm like, oh, you got to buckle on.
Like he's ready.
You got to pay attention to your surroundings and everything.
Yeah, just pay attention. That's all it is.
You can do this.
Somebody bobbing shit like that.
You can do this. He's talking to himself.
You got to start twitching and shit like that. That nigga's probably gonna beat the shit out you, man. hit the running. He's probably gonna bite your fucking face
off. Bite your face off and tickle your butthole, I guess.
Oh man.
But yeah, I feel like I do that when it's just strangers, man.
I feel know. You.
You don't know.
Oh. Yeah, me and that shit happen, right? I don't. Fucking I ain't never been like some racist shit happened to me before, but like I was like me giving like nah, damn, that was the question. Yeah, like yeah, a lot of racist shit happened to me.
I mean, that's why I said I don't know. It's a little worse being I say black, I guess, because it's more fearful when you like you see a black person.
I'm
I
really
guess.
Curious. Has anything happened to you?
Like yes, but it's more like people trying to get out of uncomfortable situations with me and stuff like that. Like I'm on an elevator, they'll like it's literally like me and like five other black people in there, and it's like you know there's room for them. It's a big elevator, and they just be like, oh, like I'm gonna catch the next elevator. Like what?
I've never
like,
seen
you
that.
Mean, oh, no, it was one time it happened at the beach too. Like the person, lady thought I was like trying to take her purse and everything like that. I think that was the only time I ever saw that. And I was like just had my, I guess I just had my hands out and everything like that. And I was kind of like swinging them, I guess. I guess she thought I was about to do like that. And she just like clutched over there to the side and shit like that. I'm like, man.
It was a Louis bag though.
I mean, hey, I take a Louis bag, but like, no, that's not me, man. I wouldn't just take your Louis bag like that right in front of you. That's some savage stuff right there.
You clutch your purse in front of me, I might as well take them.
That's what I'm saying. I might as well be like, hey, give me all your money. Put a finger gun. Put just a finger gun out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna take that motherfucker just because I know you scared. He's like, oh.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just how it is, bro.
How'd you feel if you got maced though?
Oh, that would suck, man. That's one of my worst fears right there.
Like,
I'm pressing charges.
I probably will. I'm like my eyes is all like.
Man, that's like that. That's what's
man, I'm pressing all charges.
I'm
man.
Pressing all charges.
Can't even see and shit.
You got me fucked up, man. You going to the slammer.
That's scary though, because you don't know how you're gonna react to it. Because I've seen like grown ass big men like just fall on the floor like immobile.
I don't like things in my eyes, man.
I heard that shit burn. Like if you got,
that's what I've got hot sauce in my eye. I'm eating a chicken wing. That's all I know. Like I ain't gonna be taking that shit.
If you got contacts in, you get pepper spray, you're blind.
Wait,
yeah, your eyes is fucked up for the rest of your life.
Damn. You're lying.
If you get pepper spray, you got contacts in. It's like
I swear that's like a majority of the population wears contacts.
Like your contacts, they like they melt. Oh, man. They melt into your eye if you get pepper spray.
Yeah, because it like attaches to like water redness? Stuff mm-hmm. like that.
So it's just like on your eye, so you blind.
Damn,
it's
that's kind of fucked
that's
up.
That's kind of fucked up.
Fucked up.
But I mean, you know, in the police academy, to get maced first, you gotta get maced.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh man, that fucking sucks. I swear, you gotta like to get a tased. You gotta get tased.
Probably. I mean, to get a gun, you gotta get shot.
Oh man.
Yeah, no, you don't.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
So, like, I've been saying that, like, I feel like I want to take a bullet to the chest, man.
Like, with a bulletproof vest
on? Yes, but I feel like.
It's going to knock you. It's like,
it's going to knock your wind out, bro.
That's like a car hitting your chest, but like a small car hitting your chest.
Are you flex first? And then, like,
oh, that shit. Oh, that's probably going to hurt. I'm like a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that would get rid of your fear of getting shot, though?
No.
Like I mean, I don't have a huge fear of getting shot. Like I'm telling you, like stabbed with a knife, bro. That shit scares the shit out of me.
So you rather me shoot you than stab?
I'd rather you blow my brains out than like fucking chase me around with a katana and like slicing at my back or something.
No, but what feels like a kitchen knife, like a
dude? That shit scares me. Still, like you ever see? All right, you ever see Michael Myers? Like the big ass kitchen knife that nigga has? That shit is big as fuck. I couldn't do that shit.
That's a machete though.
That's a knife.
That's a knife. Michael Myers.
Oh, Michael.
Now, Jason, dude, he has a
Jason,
machete.
That's machete.
And then, that'll scare me even more. I'm telling you, like, if somebody came up to me at, like, night point was like, give me that ass right now. I'm like, all right, sir. Like, damn.
I'm running. You come at me with a knife, sir, so I'm going to laugh in your face and run.
If you could outrun them, then there's no problem, right?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, niggas, but you haven't.
You got to size up. You got to size up right then and there.
Like you try to do, like, some, like, trick shit, and like, he's on you. Damn, it was Usain Bolt.
Oh my god, I couldn't do it.
What if he was charging you with like a knife?
Usain Bolt with a knife, bro. Yeah, I'm fucked, man. I'm not gonna be able to outrun that. Like I'll be able to like juke a little bit.
Bro, you gotta
try.
You gotta
might try to trip the nigga up a little bit.
You gotta get
me.
You gotta do a karate move where you grab him. You know, you put your foot in him. You just fall back. You just fall back. You flip him. You
know? I do the thing where you like squat down, like squat your ass and let like he like does like does like a whole front flip over you and shit like that.
Oh, like he just
you're supposed to put your ass out, like extend your ass.
Oh,
and like basically like since he's running like right behind you, so he'd be like boom, like just like fly over you and shit.
I feel like that's not realistic though.
That is, bro. I'm telling you, shit. I'm telling you, if you went outside right now, you're running full speed and like I'd stop abruptly and like and like cover my head and everything like that, that nigga would trip over me. Like
I guess, like, yeah, you go down like a little bar. This nigga, my bad.
I think that's what Esteban said he would do.
Nigga, bro, that feel like that should have worked.
That should have probably worked, fucking worked.
It was like fuck somebody up. And nigga fall, stab himself. Oh, you motherfucker. It was like, you got me. You got me this time.
The next time I'll be back and I'll have two knives. I'm mad as hell. I'm really confused. Where the fuck did coronavirus go?
That shit disappeared.
I don't know.
That shit hasn't even been in the, like, the count stopped and everything.
We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck?
There's all these people protesting. Like, they have masks and everything, but they're not fully protected.
Not everybody has masks, too.
Haven't heard anybody say anything about it.
I've been telling y'all since from the jump, bro. This shit's fake.
Bro, this shit is not fake. Niggas not are real, dying. Bro. Niggas are getting, like, somebody's...
Who's dying, no bro? You know anyone that died?
No,
I really don't know nobody.
From the beginning, I was like, damn, what if, like, these are just fake numbers? And everybody, like, they was like, this is just the media, like, oh yeah, this person died, that person died, this person has corona, that person has corona.
Who's like, nigga, I ain't dead.
Like, nigga, I ain't got corona type shit. And, like, they, like, it was just a whole fake thing to keep people scared and keep them inside the house just so they can, like, move military equipment at night.
That'd be crazy.
I mean, the thing is, I don't know anybody that has it or had or, like, knows anybody that has it.
I know people that know people that have it.
Like,
and Ben was telling me that he knew somebody that had it.
He doesn't even know him though, for real. That's like a third cousin type.
I know somebody that's related to somebody that has it. It's my friend. This dude, he would live in Reeseville. I ain't gonna say
he wouldn't
his name.
Lie to you, would he?
I would hope not.
He's just saying niggas on his deathbed.
No, he don't have it hit. Nah, he don't have it, but like he knows somebody that do. Like somebody in his family.
I know people catching at their jobs and everything like that though.
That shit sad.
That shit is sad.
I mean, if it was just like half the population was into it, bro.
Just
like into this like theory, like it was like a, like that. Like this whole pandemic.
Like I got the coronavirus. I'm like, nigga, what?
He's like, why is this like, nigga winking like, at like you didn't know. It's like, what are you winking at? He's like, he gets assassinated. And he's like, take him out.
Oh man, that'd
be
crazy. I mean,
honestly, when do you think the second wave is coming?
Fall, definitely.
Fall.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm hoping I'll at least be able to celebrate my 21st birthday.
That doesn't make any sense. Why? How did it just stop?
Cause the heat.
Yeah. Oh, it is getting really, really hot. But it's supposed to be a tropical storm coming soon.
Damn, it's gonna get real cold. It's gonna snow, man.
You say tropical strike?
I hope. I don't know. I hope that'd be weird to do it if it snows right now. If it snows in fucking June.
You said this. You said.
I said if it snows in June, Jesus is coming.
Yeah, Jesus. He's definitely coming back.
He is coming back in full effect, my nigga. Like,
he coming back. Boom.
So much like, I'm back.
Here.
Grab your jacket.
I'll be fucking weak. Everybody grab your jackets. Let's go. We going up to heaven, my nigga.
Yes. I got you, huh?
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, yeah, I haven't heard anything about the coronavirus.
At all, bro. Like, even up, the thing, was like, everybody's like mid-infection, but like nobody's wearing a mask and everything like that. Yeah, it's surprising. There's so many people out here with mid-infection. Like, they don't even, like, I remember everybody was just wearing a mask and everything like that. Yeah. Now, when I go to stores, not too many people wearing masks. And then when I wear my mask, I feel weird for wearing my mask because there's not enough people wearing a mask.
I'm always wearing. Oh, you know something I heard, bro?
What?
I heard you can, like, it's crazy. I don't know. I gotta fact check this, but, like.
You should get the run for wearing a mask.
They like, no, apparently you get faster from wearing a mask. Because, like, apparently, like, when you had a mask on. A
certain amount of air gets in here.
Yeah, and it's like the stuff you blow out, you're not supposed to, like.
Bring it back in.
Yeah, it's carbon. Like, it's like it kills you slowly. Type
oh
shit.
Man, that would suck.
And like, you know, the mask be thick, so like the air from the outside can't get in. Type shit.
Mm.
And it can't really get out because you do the like little lighter thing where you light it up, you try to blow it with your mask out, and it doesn't work. Type shit. Like all the air is just getting trapped in there.
Damn.
Oh, you did that test?
Well, yeah. I had like my mask on. I lit a lighter and I tried to blow it out, and it didn't work. They said if you can blow it out. Then your mask trash.
I just don't like to. Alright, I don't know if this is just me, but do you ever, like, your throat ever just itches anywhere?
Yeah, like, my throat was itching, like earlier while I was talking. Oh, in public? Bro, I be hating that, bro. That happens to you, like, all the fucking time. And, like,
people, like, you never just accidentally just, like, oh, cough. No, not like that, but just cough, like,
Oh, that happened ever to since. Me. Like, I had my mask and everything. Like, but as soon as I stepped into the store, I was just like, I have to cough. I ran back to the car and just coughed.
To be honest, that's what I'm saying. That time when I was in the line at Dick's. Dude, I had to cough and I was like at the end. And like, I had to hurry up and pay. Like, I was even talking real.
I was trying to
like, right when I grabbed it, I just ran out. Like, to be honest.
Nigga locked out the door. Like, couldn't do it. Like, bro, I wouldn't be able to talk. I wouldn't be able to talk. Like,
Pablo was trying.
She asked me if I wanted to sign up for the rewards program.
I was like, no, I'm good, I'm good.
Nigga, Pablo was trying to walk. Nigga, Pablo was trying to walk past me. I was trying to ask him a question. Nigga, he was dying. I was like, because he was about to walk out the...
Charge right past
out the store, and I was like, yo, Pablo, I was asking him a question. I was like, you know what? Never mind, bro. You good.
Hell no.
It's all just dying. But
I don't like that, man. I don't have it. I feel like I'm not going to get it.
I'm telling you, bro. You better stop.
You keep smacking your mouth. I do be jinxing.
Gonna smack you your fucking mouth.
Jinxing the hell out of yourself,
man. That nigga's going to come. He's going to come over there.
He's going to come right. Like, you're like, dead
probably,
asleep. You probably right.
He's like, just at the bed of his baby. Like, hey, wake up. Huh? Just touching the shit out of this nigga. Got a mean ass cough.
I mean, so is Corona's just supposed to go away once you get it, though?
Pretty much.
It's like a cold.
They said even like... It's like
a cold. I mean, all right.
It's just like a really strong cold.
How many people aren't going to survive this, though?
I feel like people that just have like respiratory issues, just like that. But like, that's like with colds, normal colds, that happens normally.
Is it really hitting that hard, though?
Yeah, apparently. Apparently it's hitting hard.
Like it's fucking people up.
It's fucking people up.
If my dad get it.
Like Khabib type shit.
Like, If my dad or my stepmom get it, it's case.
That's tough.
I mean, dude, crazy. I'm not gonna lie. I did have a dream about it, though.
You getting Corona?
I feel like we all got it.
Hey, get the fuck away from me, cause it's gonna be your ass to have
what I'm
it.
Saying.
You
like
wear your fucking mask, Pablo.
You really don't be wearing your mask, man.
But I mean, am I sick, man? It's been a whole month.
I don't know. I mean, if you're sick, then like we've been sick like 3 times.
But I feel like if I ever get it, I'm gonna have no symptoms, bro.
That's the worst one.
Exactly.
I'm gonna fight through it, bro.
Like I remember, like the first couple weeks.
I'm gonna start calling people who wear masks pussies for real, man.
Oh man, once you get it, you a pussy.
I'll be a pussy today. Even when you went ghost for like a month, niggas thought you was dead.
Damn, you didn't go ghost for like a while.
You was really sick.
I don't think it was a month.
It was a couple weeks. It was like a week or two. It was like a week or two.
And we thought you cut everybody off and you like left.
We was living here. Cause then you just showed up out of nowhere.
Hey, bada bing, bada boom. I was like, damn, was like, what this nigga? What the fuck?
Oh, chill. Like I got it.
It's like you really a clone. He's just like,
that's what I'm. But that's what I was just thinking, bro. This nigga.
I don't remember anything. Past.
I don't remember anything past like that.
Like 2019.
Like, hey, bro, you been? Cause like that's why you can't remember like middle school events and everything like that.
Besides the shit they told
him. I've never thought about that theory though,
bro.
I can't remember anything about middle school. Or element. No. Element. No. Middle school.
Oh, man. This nigga's a clone.
Jesus. That shit's a clone. What the hell? Yeah, I just brung up something just probably would have been memorable.
Like, I just started misfiring. Like, just smoke fired. Just, like, coming out. Like,
some nigga just busting my room.
Busting my room. Hey, shut up. Trying to fix my shit. Like, fuck.
Men in Black trying to take the thing out.
Take the thing out of jail. Like, the whole face falls off. Okay, like,
so
I couldn't do that shit, bro. Alright, man. Well, this is kind of a weird question, I guess. Why are people so afraid to be unhappy?
What?
Like, is it a bad thing to be unhappy sometimes?
Is it a bad thing to be unhappy?
I mean, you talking about have, like, mood swings?
Not mood swings, but like, more like, alright.
To be sad.
So, you ever been sad? Like, yeah.
Well.
Sometimes it feels like, alright, when I get sad and I get mad, I don't know, it kind of makes me want to go out and go do something about it. So, if I'm afraid about, like, if I'm, like, kind of upset about how things are going and stuff like that, I was like, all right, well, let me draw up some ways how I can make it better. Instead of just gloating in my sadness and everything like that and being, like, depressed and everything like that. I mean, why are people, like, in today's climate, like, afraid to be unhappy?
Mm-hmm. Afraid to be because it's like, who? Like, why wouldn't you want to be not happy, you know?
No, I mean, saying, like, when you are happy, yeah, you're happy. But, like, mm-hmm. when you're unhappy... Oh. Why use it as like, you know, oh, like this fucking sucks right
because,
here. Like, I really want to die right now because I'm so unhappy.
Because like, alright, so PK, I know everybody's felt like this. When you not feeling happy or when you not feeling it, like it shows.
Mm-hmm.
And like basically like you act a certain way to people that you really don't want to act, but you can't help it because the way you feeling.
Yeah.
Either you sad, you mad, something like that. You like the way you like, you gonna act a certain way like the people you see on a daily basis just because of the way you feel right now. Mm-hmm. I've seen it happen like with me and other people, honestly. So I'm already knowing how that go. Me, I try to stay happy 24/7. I try to keep, you know, if I have like a mood swing or something, I try to keep that to myself type shit. But yeah,
I mean, that's what I was kind of saying, because like, I mean, I haven't, all right, I mean, I'm kind of proud to say this, but I haven't been unhappy in like probably like the last like 5 months. I've been pretty happy and everything with life is and how everything's going and everything like that, because everything's coming into fruition. But like back when I used to get real like sad and stuff like that, where I was like, damn, like I really don't feel like being here anymore type shit like that, I never really took it as like, oh, I want to leave this earth, but like more like, damn, I kind of want to do something to try to, you know, get myself, try to improve that aspect of what I'm missing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying, like why is it bad to feel unhappy and stuff like that, or be on somebody because like oh you're not feeling happy, why are you not feeling happy, you should always feel happy and stuff like that.
So saying like, oh, why is it a bad thing to be unhappy?
Yeah, I feel like it's not bad to be unhappy.
It's not. It'd be like, it depends on like if you're happy, if you're mad or sad for a reason.
Yeah.
If you have a reason to be sad or mad.
But I mean, like, even with a broken heart.
Well, no, I got something. Go ahead. Well, I think this is facts. Mm-hmm. That like to have a healthy mind, I think you gotta experience like a lot of emotions. Mm-hmm. Like you gotta let it out somehow. Yeah. On like anything. And I feel like, I mean, just sometimes I don't want to say, maybe your mind will just put it out whenever they want to. Like, I mean, you never felt just sad, just be sad.
Yeah, that happens all the time. And I was like, I think that has to be more with bipolar and everything like that. Because, like, I get these weird, like, I don't know if anybody else feels like this, but, like, I could be having, like, the best day ever. All of a sudden, I'm laying in the bed by myself and I feel like I have nobody. Like, nobody's there with me. I'm like, damn, I could be texting with a friend and stuff like that. I'm like, damn, I have nobody. Like, nobody's here. Nobody's here to love me. Like, nobody's told me they love me or anything like that. But then, like, then all of a sudden, like 2 minutes later, 5 minutes later, I'm like, oh, this is, oh, it's Pablo right here. So, it's AJ right there. Like, I'm good. And I was like, that's what's kind of weird. I don't know. But I think that goes into more like the mental health aspect and stuff like that.
Yes. That's getting a little deeper on that side. But, like, what you just said, babe, that is, like, I feel like when you alone, you by your lonely, you, like, you know, you ain't really doing too much, you're just sitting there type shit. I feel like that's the scariest for me, because that's when like you alone with your thoughts type shit.
Yeah. Sometimes I mean,
some people's minds are a scary place. Mine, for instance, but I ain't finna get all that. But yeah, like,
I got a scary.
That's what I'm saying. Man. So like, sometimes if you alone with your thoughts for too long, you start thinking too much and start overthinking about things. And when you start overthinking, you start overreacting, it's just downhill from there until you snap back into reality. It's like, okay, well, things aren't so bad.
That's what I said, the reality snaps are like that. Like, it'd be like all of a sudden, like, you're on a, like, you feel like you're alone, like you're in just a lonely place. Like, I have out of body experiences and stuff like that. I don't know if anybody else has out of body. Like, you just feel like I can see myself on my phone, on my bed, and I'm just like, damn, what the
fuck? Isn't that, what is that called?
Dissociation.
Fucking lucid dreaming.
Oh, you're talking about like astral projecting?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm in the moment, I'm doing everything, I'm paying attention, but like, I can see yourself, I can be texting, like, but I can literally above see myself typing.
Like, across the room type shit?
Yeah. Oh, but right. I'm above. I'm usually above, and I can see myself. I can see the message and everything like that. I'm still typing, I'm still aware of what's going on. But like at the same time, like I'm looking down at myself, like, what the fuck are you doing?
What?
It's weird.
I don't know. I just feel like sometimes I'll feel like I'm a passenger. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you're controlling yourself, but like, you don't really feel there. You know what I mean?
Definitely. That's how
I do feel like that sometimes. Like, it's like instinct to do whatever you're doing. Like, you're walking, but you're not thinking that you are walking.
Yeah, you just happen, you ever get kind of like that. Yeah. You ever get like little situations where like shit doesn't feel real. Like, you like, damn, I'm really here on this earth and to stuff be real, like that, doing this.
Somebody just thought of, what if it, like, that shit, like, you start thinking, like, you start like feeling like that when you're doing something you do like on a daily basis? type shit. Like you said, like you're walking, you walk almost like every day. Mm-hmm. You text almost like every day.
Yeah.
Like same thing could be like probably if you're driving, you're like, you know, on the highway, it's no cars, and then you probably just like zone out for a little bit, like damn, thinking and shit, like, well, what the fuck I'm driving type shit. Because that's like secondhand, you drive every day.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like.
Damn, that's kind of scary to think about. What the fuck?
Nothing special.
Like, usually, like, I can be listening to a beat, you know, making music and shit. I can listen to a beat and I'm writing. Then, like, I don't know. I start thinking about something totally fucking different. I zone out completely, like, not aware about what's going on. I snap back in. I'm like, what the fuck?
That happens to me with music, too. Certain songs that'd be, like, put me in a different, like, like, it'll make me relive a moment and stuff like that that I've actually been in and everything like that. But, hey, man.
Like, where you put a story to a song type.
Yeah. Stuff. What song was it? Dang. Dang, JJ?
It was Baby Shark.
Baby Shark just put you in metal space and everything like that.
Yeah. But, damn, man. Hey, man. See, man, you guys know the vibes. Man, that was more of a...
I mean, I got one more thing.
Yeah, one more thing. Damn, man, so, I was about to melt.
I just wanted to know, I mean, for, like, all the current things going on right now, like, would you... What's some advice you'd give? Or, like, what do you want to see happen at the end?
Like, advice, like I say, that like I mean, everybody just needs to keep on staying strong in this type of situation right here. Like, everybody needs to. We got a president in office that's trying to divide us. That's why I said we got to keep on staying united, like a president's supposed to. So, we got to do that as people, and not just let him keep on dividing us.
I'm gonna speak to y'all as a supporter and artist. Like I said early in the podcast, it's been years. You know, plethora of events. This happened, that happened. You have a voice too, that's all I'm gonna say. And that voice means something, and that voice can do a lot. So it's up to you really to like use that voice in doing like better things. Protesting, that's good, and all that, rioting. If you feel like that's your way in speaking, by all means, do what you gotta do, because look, hey, it's not me. That's all I'm gonna say.
That sounds real selfish, bro.
I'll go out there and protest rioting. I'm not like that's dangerous.
That's y'all. Right?
Like, my mom's gonna kill me if I go out there and riot. Protesting, she'll probably be cool with that. But rioting, nah, she'll be my ass. But not like I said. But yeah, you wanna do riot, all that, bro? Like, it's been too many years for us. We've been quiet for too long.
Yeah.
So it's either now or never. We either gonna get our voice heard, or we're just gonna be left in the dark. Niggas gonna continue to walk over us, and this shit like this gonna continue to happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my advice. Just continue to keep your voice and continue to spread your message. Use your gift.
Well, my advice would be like, we need to work together to vote out Trump. We need to rework our justice system, and yeah, we need to keep protesting for change. A lot of things need to change. So.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
This shit crazy, bro.
Just want to see just a better world, man. World's too bad as it is right now. It's a lot of shit going on.
You remember that picture back in the day? It was the world, but like it was like the little cutout stick figures where everybody holding hands with all different type of color papers around the world.
Yeah.
Wish it was just back to them days, man.
What, the '80s?
Like, let's take it back to the fucking 19. I'm playing now. But for real, I just wish everybody would just like.
Yeah, man.
There's just no like, hate in the world. I wish you'd be fair. I wish you'd be like, it's sad that these got to be wishes, and these can't be like, oh, I can't wait for this, I can't wait for that. But these are just wishes, because we know we're way too early for that shit.
Honestly,
yeah. Just spread love. Positivity.
Like I said, like you, whoever listening is you. You have the voice. You have the power to go. Make a change, and really whatever you want to make a change in, you have that power. It's you type shit. Like, you can't wait for this person to do that person to do this. It starts with you.
You are special, bro.
You are special. You're your own individual. You're your own leader. You gotta ask yourself one question: do you either want to be a leader in society
or a follower?
Simple as that. You wanna have your verse heard,
you make more money as oh, do you remember the
That's all really I gotta say. It's either you wanna be heard, or you wanna just be in the shadows while somebody else be heard.
You know what's crazy? I feel like that advice works for like a lot of problems.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it really. I saw like it don't matter who likes. I'm saying whoever listens. So everybody, whatever you want to do, like I said, you have the power. It starts with you. Mm-hmm. That's all I gotta say, man. That's Episode fast. 20, 720 podcast. Thank y'all for listening. Once again, we have thank you. Round of applause for our very special guest, everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, shit, man. 20 episodes in. That shit crazy. Season finale. Oh shit,
we ain't gonna be back for like three weeks.
We ain't gonna be back for like 3 weeks. So yeah, y'all gonna have to run the views up. You know, views up on the other episodes. But for real though, to end the episode off, thank y'all for all the views y'all gave us. Thank you. Yeah. We enjoyed every minute of the podcast we gave y'all, all the stories and shit. But yeah, y'all continue to do what y'all gotta do. Black Lives Matter, RP George Floyd, y'all continue to do what y'all do best. Be great. Love y'all.